It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Sergeant Kelly Maines with the Price City Police Department. And it's getting to be that time of year once again for the big Shop with a Cop event here in Carbon County. The event itself will go down on Saturday, December 16th. We're going to talk all about what goes on, what transpires. It's always a lot of fun for everybody involved. And then we want to, of course, talk about some of the great sponsors that they have, all the agencies that are going to be a part of it. And then if you are a local business out there and you're interested in helping out, they have a way for you to do that as well. Sergeant Maines, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
So let's start out with Shop with a Cop. We were just kind of talking before we came on the air about it's just a great time for the whole family, really, and it kind of lets the kids hang out with law enforcement and kind of maybe see them in a little different light. Is that one of the main focuses of this?
That's one of the things that we really like about this program, and over the years it's kind of changed a little bit on how we do things, but we've tried to make it more of an event for something special for the kids that are involved with it and for their families, to kind of see a different side of the officers that they get to go with, as well as the community, and they get to be in the spotlight. This is about them and the things that they get to enjoy around Christmas, and it's just an awesome thing. So
once again, this will all take place on Saturday, December 16th. And how is this all going to go down? We always like to come in and let people know, hey, if you hear a bunch of sirens and stuff on Saturday morning,
it's not a catastrophe.
No big deal. Here's what goes down.
So we've been very fortunate. The dining services at USU Eastern has donated their space and their time in the morning on that morning. So typically we have the families and the kids meet us there at 9 o'clock in the morning, where we have a breakfast that's supplied by McDonald's. We get a lot of breakfast sandwiches and some other things where, so the kids and their families get to come in and mingle with the officers. They get to take some photos, kind of have a chance to meet and greet a little bit. And then we take the kids out, and the ones that are able to, that aren't a little bit freaked out by getting in the police cars, but they get in and they get the chance to play with the lights and the sirens. And we do a makeshift parade from USU Eastern there on 300 East. We go down 300 East Main Street, cut across, and do a makeshift parade over to Walmart. And then the kids get to go in and shop with a cop and get lots of things that they hopefully want to get.
And the great thing about this, and you've had stories, and we talk about them, we've talked about them in the past, most of the time when it's when you take these kids out and go shopping, yes, there are some of them that do want a few things for themselves, but it's mostly for everybody else, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always amazing that, you know, we try to select kids that we haven't taken before. We want to try to spread it out so that we get kids that get to experience this. But we also like to pick the kids and select those kids that it's really going to benefit for them and their families. And it's always amazing to me, the kids that will come in and they don't have a list for themselves. They have it for their siblings, for their parents, for other people. And it's amazing. It warms your heart quite a bit. As an old veteran cop, it warms my heart quite a bit. So,
and one of my favorite stories, and I make you tell it every time, is the family or the kid, all he wanted to do was cook breakfast.
Yeah, there was two little girls who, they were so excited and they were whispering to me that all they wanted to do was make Christmas breakfast for their family, but they had no idea how to do it. And with some of the employees from Walmart, they loaded those girls up with all sorts of food on how to do it, and it was just amazing. That was the thing that was on their mind, not what can I get for myself? It was what can I do for my family? And that was just amazing.
And that's the great thing about these events like this. Once again, going down on Saturday, December 16th, it'll start at USU Eastern there, the Jennifer Levitt. They'll make a parade, go down to Walmart. And then do you guys go back and wrap everything?
No. Typically, once we're done at Walmart, the kids just head on home with their families to go from there. We have done in the past where we have people there to wrap, but it gets pretty chaotic, and so it kind of comes and goes as if we're going to do that or not. I don't think this year is worth thinking about doing the wrapping, but we do all the breakfast and everything, and we're usually done, around noon, 1 o'clock on Saturday.
And so the other thing that we need to say is, let's list all the agencies that are a part of Shop with a Cop here in Carbon County.
Yeah, so every law enforcement agency in Carbon County. So we have, obviously, we have the Price City Police, the Carbon County Sheriff's Department, Helper City Police, Wellington City Police, East Carbon City Police, the Utah Highway Patrol, and Adult Probation and Parole.
So you've got plenty of agencies, plenty of hands. So, probably make for pretty quick work, I would think.
So we've learned over the past that rather than all of the agencies trying to come up with the funding on their own, it's much easier for one place to try to get it, put it all together, allocate it out to everybody, set it up from there. Then it just has worked out so much better than in years past where each agency is trying to do their own thing. It makes it more of a huge event for everybody in our community. And it's, I don't know, it's one of those things that brings me back to this job every year. So,
all right. So you always have great sponsors. So let's talk about some of the sponsors, and then we'll get into, if you're a business owner or even an individual out there that is interested in helping, we'll get into that as well. So who are some of your sponsors this year?
So one of the big ones that we get stuff, it's an organization or association that's out of Salt Lake called the Utah Police Civilian Association. They every year have given us a grant that covers a big chunk of what we do for Shop with a Cop. This year, unfortunately, we had one of our grants that's not coming through, so we're a little bit short, hoping to be able to make that up within the community. This year, we've actually had some donations that have come in through several Masons and through our local Carbon Lodge number 16, through the Masonic Temple, as well as, you know, there's a lot of things that the Job's Daughters from Bethel 3 really help out with. They think they just kind of come and hang out, but they don't realize how much help they actually do. You know, obviously McDonald's, USU Eastern, Walmart is a big supporter of it because they put a lot of time and effort into helping along with it. You know, and Price City, the Price City Utilities Office does a lot for us in regards to taking in the donations and everything. And so, and we couldn't do this without, you know, the support from Price City and from our Price City Finance Department as well. So.
And that brings us kind of full circle. And we were talking, if you are a local business out there or even an individual and you're interested in wanting to help and make a donation, they can make them there at the Price City Utilities Office. You got to tell them it's for Shop with a Cop.
Yeah, you got to make sure to let them know it's for Shop with a Cop. But you can make donations through the Price City Utilities Office, or you can bring them to the Price City Police Department. And we can do, and we will gladly accept all donations that are out there for Shop with a Cop, whether it's a dollar here and there or bigger amounts than that. Every cent, every penny that comes in for Shop with a Cop in turn is funneled right back to these kids that get selected. So the more donations we get, either the more kids we can take or the more funds those kids are able to spend.
And you will take donations up until, you know, you'll always take donations because it just rolls into next year.
Yeah, so we can always take donations through there any time of year. But in order for this year's event, I'm hoping to have all of our donations in about a week before we do the event, so probably the Friday before, which I think would be the 8th of December.
And then that way you can kind of know what you've got to spend on each child and those kinds of things.
We can let each agency know how much they have as well and how many kids. For sure. Usually by that time, we have a good idea of how many kids we're going to take. Last year, for instance, last year was the best year we've ever had. We were able to raise a little over $9,000 last year that was spread out countywide. We were able to help between 150 and 170 kids last year, which was just amazing. We've never had that many kids that were involved in it. And I would love to surpass that. I have said it many times in the past. If I could find the funding to get to do this for every kid in our community, I would love to do it, but that's just kind of unrealistic. But I would love if we could surpass what we did last year. That would be amazing.
All right. So once again, going on Saturday, December 16th, it is the annual Shop with a Cop for Carbon County, going on at both at the USU Eastern, and then they'll make it to Walmart. Donations, if you're a business or an individual out there, you would like to make a donation, check in with the Price City Utilities Office and take your donation there. Make sure you let them know that it's for Shop with a Cop, and they'll make sure of everything else. And if you could do that by the 8th of December, that would be great. Then they know what they've got to spend. If not, and you want to continue to make it, you can make them all year long. Just make sure you tell them that it goes for Shop with a Cop. Sergeant Maines, thank you so much for doing this, and thanks for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Oh, thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.